Log Talk Radio.
and let's talk that talk.
Uh-huh, yeah. Ran into a rocko in my restroom. Singer slash actress in my bedroom. Got a half a ticket for a walkthrough. Everything I do is big. We all talk big money. I talk big homes. I sell out arenas. I call like getting dome. $1 million voice came through the phone. We heading to the top. If you coming, come on. I'm flying out the pizza. Just to get some pizza. Fly out to Jamaica to break a couple trees up. Sex on the beach. Left love speechless. They say the money talk. Tell these other boys keep up. What's up?
I am deadly, I am sharp, I am weapon, left or the right direction, I am son, I am husband. I am nephew, I am cousin. But if there arrives just the same, I'll always remain nothing. I am on, I am off, on my own as I walk. I am strong, I am tough, I am over as I walk. I am above overall, I am love, I am war. I am loyalty and a job. I am who I are, I am everything that they aren't. I am everything but a star, I am only original. I am me, I am I am down to earth, I am fly. Am I here for a reason, God? I am here to find out. I am fear, I am doubt, I am rock, I am mountain top. I am in it till I'm no more in the very last round. I am champ, I am crown, I am last, I am now. I am with the great goodness and I'm just thinking out loud. I am different, I am a tough decision. I am, this is where it counts. Yeah, nigga, for the inches. I am stiff, I am stern. I am that motherfucker that is not willing to learn. I am heart, I am soul. I am, wait, where did he go? I am surround rapping the game. Yeah, nigga, I am riddle. I am riddle, I am question. I am answer, I am lesson well done. I am good, I am great. I am proud of who I become. I am real, I am one, and I have only just begun. I am grown, I am young, I am hoping they can keep up. I keep deep up in the hope for me to ever give it up. I have won a billion times, but it feels like I'm never up. I am tough, I am built for whatever is soon to come. I am true to my beliefs and know that I am never done. I am holding down my city, wishing everyone to come. I am art, I am crisis, said I shall come something else. Yeah!
Birthday. Of course, today's extra birthday, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. So wishing in his memory a happy, happy birthday to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and all of us who do our best to live by his way. And of course, the big Martin Luther King parade will be in a lot of places, but in Jackson. It's scheduled for Saturday morning. Meetup is always at Brinkley Junior High. See my friend, Ms. Ethel Mangum, and another employee of the city of Jackson, Mae Jones, on Midday, Mississippi today. And they say it's not too late for those of you that want to be in the parade, but you have to meet up no later than 8:30 at Brinkley Junior High School, my school when I was in seventh grade. We have, like, some of the most amazing celebration. So contact Ms. Mangum, Ethel Mangum, at City Hall, and she can keep you updated with the schedule regarding like a talent show and other events, like a literary event that's going on at Charles Tinsdale Public Library on Northside Drive and all that good stuff. I don't have a schedule in front of me, but every year it's always amazing, different events with the parade, most definitely. Meetup time is at 8:30 at Brinkley Junior High School. And, of course, that's something, Martin Luther King Day and the President's Inauguration. Both are on Monday, the 21st. So, wow, I know many are traveling to Washington, D.C. because a lot of people are off work also. So that's wow, that's amazing, isn't it? For the inauguration plus for Martin Luther King federal holiday to be on the same day. Wow. So we're just celebrating away, huh? But again, happy birthday in memory of Dr. Martin Luther King. And also, no, I don't have happy birthday on my playlist. I need to get it on my playlist. Stevie Wonder's happy birthday. WKXI has been jamming it for about a week now here in Jackson, Mississippi, pretty often. But again, I thank you for tuning in. And again, I'm going to talk about the article at 24/7 Wall Street from Wall Street Journal. And it was an article called The Best and Worst Run Cities in America, published by Samuel Wigley and Michael B. Salter and Alexander E.M. Hess. And there's a picture, of course, Dallas, where I spent my four days, New Year's Eve weekend. We'll be working on relocating, returning back to Dallas. The picture of Dallas, but the article reads, and the picture is the source of Think Stop. But the article reads, the population of the United States living in urban areas is growing faster than the national rate. At last count, more than 4 in 5 Americans live in a metropolitan area, an increase of over 12% in the last decade. Meanwhile, the proportion of Americans living in rural areas declined. If this trend continues, nearly all Americans will live in mega cities in the near future. And then the article goes to say that regardless of whether this happens, more pressure would be placed on mayors to manage their growing populations. 24/7 Wall Street has completed its second annual ranking of the 100 largest cities in the U.S. based on local economy, fiscal management, and quality of life measures. To evaluate how well a city is managed over the long term, we looked at the factors like the city's credit rating, poverty, education, crime, unemployment, and regional GDP. The best-run city this year is Plano, Texas, which is in the Dallas-Fort Worth metropolitan area, and it's number one. The worst-run city is San Bernardino, California. Measuring the effective governance of a city and comparing it to others can be challenging. Each city has its own unique challenges and advantages, the strength of the regional economy, the level of state funding, and the presence of major corporations or industries can all impact a city's prospects. They play a big part in a city's employment levels, safety, and fiscal stability. All those factors, of course, are directly affected by how a city is managed. Mayors, school boards, and city councils all have a role to play in that regard. All of these groups must work with the resources available to keep budgets balanced. Many of the best-run cities either have at least one industry that is supporting the labor force or are close enough to major urban centers such as Dallas, Phoenix, and San Francisco to benefit from jobs available there. The economies of the worst-run cities fall into two categories. Some were badly damaged by the housing price collapse. These include Riverside and Stockton in California and Las Vegas, Nevada. Others have had much more long-term economic troubles. These include Detroit, St. Louis, and Cleveland, whose once booming manufacturing-based economies have been decimated by jobs going overseas. Fiscal management is another factor that had a strong impact on where cities ended up on our list. The majority of the best-run cities had their general obligation debt rated AAA by Moody's. None of the worst-run cities received that perfect score. Some, such as Detroit and Stockton, were rated below investment grade. Stockton is notable for actually defaulting on its debt in June of last year. And so there's a list of the best-run cities in America and the worst-run cities. And throughout the broadcast, we'll talk about some of those cities. But again, the best-run city is Plano, Texas, in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex area. I have always loved Plano. I love Dallas, period. But, you know, always in all the cities on the outskirts of Dallas. And also, Irvin made it, and Austin made the list also. On other Texas cities made the list also. But we'll talk about some of the best and worst-run cities. And also, you feel free to call in, too, and share your perspective also regarding this topic. And also, we'll talk about other news also, because there's been a lot of news going on, have it not? And, you know, and also, I guess keep a little talk at the minimum also. I'll continue to play music, and I'm constantly adding new music to the playlist. And you all be sure to send me your press kits and your music, and let me know if you would like to be a guest or a guest co-host on the show also, or want me to mention you and your projects and your events. You all know Prince is in his hometown, having sound checks and dress rehearsals and all that good stuff. And you lucky devils, those of you that have your tickets, because all of his sound checks and dress rehearsals at the Dakota Club in Minneapolis are sold out. Tickets have been going for $70, and I think the last dress rehearsals or practices are going for $250. All of the tickets are sold out. The reason why Prince is practicing at the Dakota Club in Minneapolis is because, you know, Paisley Park is his business, and there's a band by the name of Fun, which is utilizing his rehearsal stage. So, therefore, he and MPG are holding their rehearsals at the Dakota Club in Minneapolis. And, again, it is open rehearsal. And, you know, the $70 tickets are sold out and the $250 tickets are sold out. And so you lucky devils, those of you that get an opportunity to watch Prince and MPG have an awesome, good time. I also hear that they're holding, like, auditions of the drummers. But check out Dr. Funkenberry, because that's my source of this information. And Prince and MPG and my friends in Minneapolis, you all keep me updated with everything that's going on also. You know, I think, you know, I said I want to travel. I need to start making plans. Oh, finally, I'm traveling to one of my favorite cities that I've never been to, the Twin Cities of Minneapolis, St. Paul. So you all are going to have, oh, man, this is just awesome. So I think it's good to be practicing in an intimate setting like that, huh? I hear that it's an intimate type club, and so. You all are going to just have so much fun, those of you attending the rehearsals. I think some might be attending rehearsal tonight also. So he's, like, rehearsing all week. So you guys have fun and wear your sunglasses at night. I love this song. Well, something's happening. Why my music's not playing? I know. Hopefully it's coming. I won't. Sometimes it takes a minute. If it doesn't start, then I'll just continue talking about the worst and best run cities. Okay, I think I got it. Just give me a moment. This is live radio.
I'm here. whiz. So I must be climbing to ecstasy. You're right next to me. You know we flex so sexily. I be a title for this one, my lover. When your body just unfolds on me bed sheets, it's on me bed sheets. Please let me repeat on me bed sheets. It's on bed sheets.
In your heart, yes. Let's evolution your feet.
America, but around the world. But, hey, they're available for booking. And remember, I'm handling some of their booking engagements, especially those in the southern region. So my friends in Texas, Alabama, Georgia, Florida, I'm here in Mississippi and other places also. My friends, man, they would love to come to New York. My friends in New York, they would love to come there, but especially today, they want to come down to the Deep South. So if you're interested in booking them, contact me, please, because they are keeping California and the West Coast and other places they travel to super excited, and they have new music. They're in the studio working on new music and just having a blast of a super good time. Yes, spreading the love worldwide. Love their vibes.
You want me just as much.
tried to refrain myself from singing at that point, but I love it so much. I love it when he says, bring out what's been inside me for far too long and looking for a reason for you to lay me down. Oh, my God. Oh, Prince is something. He has always had it. He will never lose it. He always has it. He got it. He is the best. He is awesome. He is super, super everything. And he is so, his lyrics, his music, he's the man. That's why he needs his Hollywood Walk of Fame star, right? Don't you agree? Thank you for those of you that like the page, that show support, that, hey, we got to get, we're praying that Prince agree so he can be present when he is nominated to receive his Hollywood Walk of Fame star. Thank you for those of you that show support on the regarding the campaign. And I've been campaigning for years, but really we need to go all out and hardcore on campaigning. I know I'm not alone with campaigning this because there have been others that have had petitions and all that good stuff. And it takes all of us that love Prince and love his work and love his proteges and those that work with Prince and have worked with Prince. The city of Minneapolis and cities around the world, it takes all of us to show our support and love for he and his work. Just an amazing dude, don't you think? I love him. I've loved him since forever. And I know many of you all also feel the same way. And there are still those that are learning more about Prince and his music. And that's one thing that Prince cares about is that his music touches us. And his work touches us, and his artwork touches us. And not only that, he is an amazing humanitarian. And so it's just cool. So I need you to just be quiet, huh? Because you know, we all know what I'm talking about. But I just love that song. I'm super excited. That song is so hot, so awesome. I've loved that song since I was a preteen. Love it, love it, love it. But again, thank you for tuning in. I guess I can try this again. Sunglasses at Night, Jeff Lamb. Love that cover tune. Check more from music@reverbnation.com.
I wear my sunglasses.
voice. Does she not remind you of like a modern day Janis Joplin? I know. A big shout out to Amy Jo Berman, casting director and audition expert and coach. Thank you so much, Amy Jo. You are so awesome. Visit her website at auditionpolish.com, my fellow lesbian friends out there. Okay. Oh, man. And also send a condolences to her also regarding the loss of her father last week also. Praying for her to be strengthened and she's always doing a good job of encouraging us and advising us, her students and those who network with her. And so, you know, it's important to lift her up in your prayers in regards to the recent loss of her father. Okay. Hey, Extreme Woody just sent me an email. Extreme Woody has a new song called Falling Down. Check him out on ReverbNation.com. He says, hello, everyone. I have a new instrumental for everyone. Just took a little change of direction from the normal. I really hope you enjoy this. Thanks for all the support and your friendship. Woody is so awesome. And, you know, just give me a reason to play a Woody song. Of course, that's a new song. So it's not on my playlist right now. I just need to go ahead and confirm a date. Give it Woody and confirm that date for him to come on the show so we can just have us a groovy blues party. Nonstop. He and his band just have a good time. Most definitely. So the next song you hear will definitely be a Woody tune.
My name is Janice Nolan. I'm Assistant Vice President for Policy and Advocacy for the American Lung Association. And I want to tell you about what you can do and what we need to do as a nation to help fight for cleaner air. We as a nation need to cut emissions, that is pollution, coming from big polluters like coal-fired power plants and ocean-going vessels. We need to fix old, dirty diesel engines to make them run cleaner. We need to strengthen the standards for ozone and for particle pollution to better protect our health. And we need to improve our decaying infrastructure of air monitors, because that's how we find out whether we have pollution problems and when we're cleaning them up. And finally, most of all, we as a nation must enforce the laws that help us improve our air. Now, to find out how your community's working with clean air, how the air in your community ranks, go to the American Lung Association State of the Air report on our website at www.lungusa.org. That's LUNGUSA.org. On that website, you can type in your zip code and find out the grade that your community gets for air pollution. While you're there, you can join our advocacy team. On our website, you can sign up for our e-advocacy to get involved and send messages to members of Congress and to the administration to urge them to take action to protect the air we all breathe. Gone, baby, gone.
goblin change. Now you're gone, baby, gone. You're gone, baby, gone. No more love. You're gone.
Life dangerous, money, power, love, sex, changes. She's the type of chick never talk a stranger and let you know she's all about the dope. Boss lady, super fine in every way. I want this girl to come home with me today. I don't know her name, but I spit my game.
This is what she is.
She's a stranger. Second that emotion. I can't eat and sleep at night. Her body's poetry in motion. She's the beautiful stranger to me. Yeah. A beautiful stranger.
Girl, just please don't get home, girl. You have my whole new world, just please.
DeBarnes Jr. You can tweet him at L. DeBarnes Jr. I'll friend him on Facebook. Check out more of his music at Reverb Nation. Or you can purchase his music also on also iTunes and Amazon also. Okay? It's L. DeBarnes Jr. Multi-talented, I must say. So check him out. Still to confirm his appearance in the near future. Okay? But that is just so awesome. Man, oh man. Very talented. man, that's awesome, man. ABS, I love it, Peppy. Man, oh man. I know, I'm like chilling right now. But hey, we're gonna continue talking about the best and worst run cities in America. Check it out at 247wallstreet.com. Wow. Supplement to the Wall Street Journal. Wow. Here's DJ Swan and Complete J. Stash up. Wow. Rip it up.
Thank you. guests with extraordinaire coke on the table and the diamonds everywhere. Short dresses, email addresses. You see a little swagger, now I'll show you where the rest is. Born a superstar, my swagger's worldwide. Swaggerlicious, walk tall, bitch on my side. Money and ladies, Seawolf, high fashion. Swagged up Mercedes, Seawolf, high fashion. Clothes from the 80s, Seawolf, high fashion. Swag is amazing, Seawolf, high fashion.
Skinny jeans, high heels, Louis Vuitton, mine's real. I'm real, I'm true, fresh in the game, orange peel. She's so wet, swag of a juicer, I give no fucks. Rap game punky booster, I'm voted best dressed, I'm fresh to death. Goddamn so clean, perfection in the flesh. Seaworld, high fashion, get money, fuck taxes. So pretty, it's magic, I kill the beat, it's tragic. No horseplay in Seaworld, Seabiscuit and Quick Draw. I don't fuck with you broke dudes, you and you, all y'all. Married to the game, shotgun wedding, sound off. New whip, black and black, big body, Rick Ross. Bitch looking for folk play, photo count blow his dick off. White girl, that's wordplay, I'll be sexist, jerk off. Gucci Mane, I'm bird up. Sex money, murder. Bitches on my dick, cause I always got my shirt off.
Money and ladies, Seawolf, high fashion. Swagged up Mercedes, Seawolf, high fashion. Clothes from the 80s, Seawolf, high fashion. Swag is amazing, Seawolf, high fashion. Money and ladies, Seawolf, high fashion. Swagged up Mercedes, Seawolf, high fashion. Clothes from the 80s, Seawolf, high fashion. Swag is amazing, Seawolf, high fashion.
Everywhere I go, I see high fashion. And now, Gucci bags. We're introducing the birth of the planetary fashion.
Everywhere I go, I see high fashion. See, we're on high fashion. Of course, high fashion everywhere. Awesome fashion shown on. Speaking of fashion, awesome fashion of the winter time and what's coming up for the spring and summer has been amazing, huh? Shout out to those in London that had attended Men's Week in London. Also, awesome articles and pictures that I have checked out. So, wow. Oh, this is just so awesome. And after PSA and song, then we will talk about the best and worst run song. What city does that mean? Best and worst run cities in America, I mean. Experience. Like his fan page, The Mars Mills Experience. To be loved. Thank you to those of you that showed me much love, near, far, on and offline. Thank you. You just don't know. You've just been just an amazing blessing to me. Big shout out to the city of Dallas that has shown me love, and I've loved since I was a little girl. Had an amazing working vacay there, and you know, working on returning, relocating, so I can go back and forth from here to, from Jacktown to Dallas. Working on getting my funds in school to get my proper licenses. Big shout out to Ogle School, and thank you again to Jerry Perez, Dina Perez, who did an awesome presentation and tour of the Ogle School in Arlington. So I'm looking forward to either going to school in Ogle School in Arlington or Dallas. And a big shout out to all the locations, the founder, Shelton Ogle, and his sons and all. And a big shout out also to Dallas Avita Institute, Dallas also. I didn't get a chance to visit Avita Institute, Dallas, even though I had to look out my hotel window right at the shop at Park Lane where Avita Institute, Dallas, is located. And Ulta Beauty and Whole Foods and a lot of other awesome places. And also a big shout out to Half Price Bookstores where I worked at back in the summertime. I had hoped to see my former couple of my people that I worked with, especially my former boss, who was manager of Half Price Bookstore that I worked at. He's now like the training director at Half Price Bookstore, Steve Leach. So big shout out to everyone at Half Price Bookstore. Man, I had a blast working at that store. The time that I worked there in summer of 97. But just shouting out on you know, people. But big thank you and much love to my dear mother also. I really appreciate her love and other loved ones' love, David Harrison Levy. Of course, my attorney and friend, Jay Lucas and Big D, and just many of you. Looking forward to many return guests and good guests on the show this year. I can't believe it. It'll be 2 years on March 21st that we start broadcasting Cut the Shark Entertainment Reports right here on blogtalkradio.com. And it's amazing. Jimmy Kimmel Live is on now. It was so funny last night with Ellen as guests. Still getting used to him coming on right after the news. I said my television is turned down low. But again, I heard a little beeping on my during the broadcast. I didn't want you all to be here beeping. But again, I just want to thank you again for your just being you, supporting the show, spreading the word regarding the show, commercial radio, internet radio, rock, community radio, rocks, right? Most definitely. Here's Wes Ford and the Foundry. They have a remix that I need to add to the playlist, but you can check it out at ReverbNation.com, okay? Here's Wes Ford and the Foundry. Be like you.
Come on.
just like you. Man, oh man. Okay, again, this is from Dr. Funkenberry. Prince and MPG are about to heat up Minneapolis. Minneapolis is about to heat up big time. Prince and the MPG are having an open rehearsal at the Dakota Jazz Club. The group fund has rented out Paisley Park, so rather than stop rehearsals, Prince decided to move the band downtown. Witness firsthand what happens as Prince and the new power generation gear up for their next tour. We told you 2013 was going to be big. Yeah, I've been telling you all that too, right? Here's a list of what will be going down at the Dakota Jazz Club this week. Okay, tomorrow night would be sound check. Do drum audition and improv music. Also, DJ Rashida will spin new unreleased music to shows 8 and 11. Okay, sold out shows, $70. Thursday night, jam. Consider this the after party vibe. Two shows, 8 and 11 p.m. Tickets are $100 and $150. Sold out. All rehearsals are sold out. Friday, surprise, don't miss this. Two shows, 8 p.m. and 11 p.m. Tickets are $200 and $250. Tickets go on sale at noon. Went on sale at noon today, and the tickets, of course, are sold out. Minneapolis sound like you are in for a funky time. And also on Wednesday night at 9 Central, there will be a spree cast with Dr. Funkenberry. Last week's show was watched by 35,000 people so far. So you all know I'm a spree caster. I haven't spree cast in a long time. Lewis House turned me on to spree casting last February. But Dr. Funkenberry would be on. Well, I was checking it out. Steph Everett talked with him on last Wednesday, and I posted that on my page.